Joining me now is Brownie, who works in an Aboriginal community, Candywell, up at Mitchell Plateau. Good morning, Brownie. Hello.
Good morning, Lana. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Oh, wet.
Wet. How much rain have you had?
I reckon probably now about, since 2:30 yesterday, about 160 mils.
Wow.
Overnight. Yeah, it came in just after that. I was going to try and make a run for it, but I changed my mind when when it came in. It must have been passing fairly close by. The wind's now coming from the north, which means it's gone to the west of us along the coast a bit. But it's there's still a bit of wind around. It certainly really blew for a while overnight. Usual thing for a cyclone. We didn't incur any damage here. We're down low in a gully, and we have everything pretty much battened down during the year anyway. You're always sort of conscious of where you put things due to the wet season.
Is flooding an issue there for you?
Yeah, the creek's running a banker at the moment, so even if I wanted to go for a drive down that way, it'd be a bit tough. I'm going to go for a cruise shortly and see how my bush camp's standing up, see if the sea containers are still there, and take a cruise up to the airstrip and see how much water's around up there. That's about the only way I'm ever going to get out of here now.
Where were you going?
I was heading out to the East Coast for Christmas to catch up with some family and what have you. I still plan to get there. It just depends on Lawrence. I went and called him a wimp the other day.
You did? Do you still think he's a wimp?
Yeah, I thought he was a wuss, but he's just proved that he's not a wuss. He got a bit angry about that, I think.
It's all your fault, then.
It could be, I think. At least this way here. Crikey, he blew all night last night, and bits of tree falling down on the roof all night. But you get used to that. But
did you get much sleep?
The noise of it and that. But I'm glad I'm indoors and not outdoors. It's everything's pretty boggy and soggy around the place at the moment.
Did you get much sleep, Brownie?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a bit used to this sort of thing, having been up here for, the last couple of wet seasons and the wet season before, the year before that. When Cyclone Ingrid came in, actually, I was in a marquee. That was a bit uncomfortable, especially with the horizontal rain, but actually, being in a building is pretty salubrious.
Mm-hmm. How many people in Candywell at the moment?
Just two of us at the present time. The rest of the crew had a school of the air camp to go to, so they should be back up in Derby by now. And we'll be watching to see how this goes, whether or not they'll get back by road. Another thing, they might have to fly back up.
Okay, so you're possibly stranded there for Christmas.
Sorry, I got a lot of rain on the roof. What's that?
Are you possibly stranded there for Christmas?
Well, it's a probability that if it comes up, so be it. I'll get out of here at some stage, but our airstrip dries off really quick. For a gravel strip, it's one of the best around. So hopefully either Friday or even if it comes to it, Sunday, I could get a charter flight down to Kununurra and still make my flight on Monday from Darwin to Sydney. Otherwise, it's one of those old cheapo ones too, so I'll lose the damn lot if I don't make it to Darwin.
All right, Brownie. Well, best of luck with that, and thanks for calling in this morning.
No worries, Lana. Now take care of yourself.
You
and
too.
Have fun if Lawrence comes your way. Don't call him a wuss.
Okay, I promise. See you, Lawrence.
Mate.
Merry Christmas.